With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The administration is using the government shutdown to withhold federal funding for projects in states with Democrat senators. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
White House Budget Director Russ Vogt announced the withholding of $2 billion for Chicago infrastructure projects. It affects a long-awaited plan to extend the city's Red Line train. Earlier in the week, Vogt made a similar announcement by halting $18 billion for infrastructure in New York. However, on Friday, President Trump personally reversed some of those funding cuts, restoring $187 million for New York's law enforcement and counterterrorism operations, following outcry from both Democrats and Republicans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska says that Democrat leader Chuck Schumer is personally responsible for the shutdown.
Schumer once said that making huge demands on a clean CR is, quote, political idiocy. Well, guess who's committing political idiocy right now? Chuck Schumer with the Schumer shutdown, and he's doing it just to appease the left wing.
And Sullivan was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The Senate left town Friday after failing to pass an end to the shutdown. More Americans find themselves living paycheck to paycheck these days. More on that from Bill Alexander.
And the trend is expected to get worse. According to a Goldman Sachs report, by 2033, 55% of workers will be living paycheck to paycheck, with the number going up to 65% by 2043. People are just paying a lot more for everything. Childcare, college, housing, and renting. Those rising costs combined with major life disruptions are hitting younger workers the hardest. Overall, many have stopped their retirement contributions, borrowed from their plans, or delayed retirement. Bill Alexander, Washington.
And this is SRN News. A devout atheist is coming out with attacks against the left.
Comedian Bill Maher is well known for his atheism, but even he is outraged by the silence on the left over the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. On a recent Real Time with Bill Maher program, he said, "I'm not a Christian, but they're systematically killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They've burned 18,000 churches. These are the Islamists, Boko Haram. Where are the kids protesting this?" George Williams, SRN News.
And also at SRNNews.com, more anti-Semitic incidents in three parts of the nation, this time affecting Shabbat organizations across the U.S. World Israel News reports an arson attack targeted the Shabbat Center in Charlotte County, Florida. A bomb threat prompted the evacuation of the University of California Santa Barbara Center. This is SRN News. Israel's army says it's preparing for the first phase of President Trump's plan to end the war in Gaza and get the hostages returned. That follows Hamas's acceptance of parts of the deal. Here's the BBC's Hugo Bacheka.
Hamas was under a lot of pressure to accept at least some points of President Trump's deal for Gaza. With its yes, but response, this is exactly what they've done. They have agreed to release all the remaining Israeli hostages, both living and dead, and that Gaza will be governed by technocrats. But the group statement doesn't mention its disarmament, which has been a major Israeli demand, or the exile of its members. In Gaza, many are expressing hope that these dramatic developments could finally pave the way for the war to end.
And the president's plan includes ordering Israel to stop bombing Gaza after Hamas accepted, again, some of the elements of that proposal. You'll find more of these stories at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.